This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
In the meantime, though, taking a look at some news off the international front, Donald Trump, or US President, has suggested that he's ready to dig in for a long trade war with China. So he's prepared to help US farmers in 2020 if China pressures them. He also thinks it's crucial to retain their support as the trade war drags the US economy down. Now, analysts have said the dispute could possibly continue into 2020 as Trump hits the campaign trail for the next elections.
So there's been all kinds of accusations held back and forth. On Tuesday, China accused Americans of destroying global order through unilateralism and protectionism. I'd love to hear the Chinese say that, actually, in English. no pun intended. Beijing, on the other hand, was labelled as a currency manipulator by the Americans. Of course, that's when the renminbi fell below 7 to the dollar. And Steven Mnuchin, the US Treasury Secretary, accused China's currency devaluation to gain an unfair competitive advantage in international trade.
Meanwhile, the US will ask the IMF to eliminate China's competitive advantage. I think these brickbats are here to stay, you know. And every other day, there's a new accusation flying across headlines. And of course, tweets.
That's right. Right, tweets. Tweeters.
Tweets are playing a disproportionately large role in this US-China trade war. It is very unfortunate from an observer angle. But nonetheless, the Evening Edition's Lee Chui Lin is currently on a reporting tour organized by the US State Department. And she spoke to Matt Goodman, who's Senior VP at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. She asked Matt, on a net-net basis, will the trade war be good or bad for the US and why?
You know, I do think, just to show distinctions, I do think that President Trump and the Trump administration have done us all a favor by highlighting some of China's practices that are problematic in economics, massive subsidization of state-owned enterprises, forced technology transfer, intellectual property theft, restrictions on market access in China, economic coercion by China externally. These are real problems for the United States, and they should be problems for you as well, for your countries. And I think highlighting those problems is correct. We should highlight those problems, and we should try to solve those problems. I just think that they're the better way to try to address those problems than the path we're on. And I think we're paying. I do think to solve those problems, the United States is going to have to pay a cost. But I think the path we're on is going to lead to too high a cost economically for us, and that it's going to cause unintended consequences in other areas.
Lin also asked Matt how the elections would influence Trump's negotiations with China on trade.
I still believe there is a possibility of a deal. A deal, I put in quotation marks, because it won't be a comprehensive deal that addresses all of those structural problems. At best, it will be a sort of simple deal where China buys a lot more American exports, soybeans and other products, and maybe Trump, you know, relaxes some of our restrictions on Huawei, the 5G. That kind of deal, I think, is still possible because both presidents are under political pressure at home, starting with Xi Jinping. You know, their economy is transforming and adapting, and it's a difficult transition, and having all these tariffs on and this problem with the United States is causing additional economic management problems in China. And generally, I think a Chinese leader is judged by how well they manage relationships with important countries, and the United States is an important country from a Chinese perspective. So I think if he can't manage this, then I think Xi will be under some political pressure in China. And on Trump's side, he is under significant pressure. The markets on Monday here, the stock market fell 3%. That's a big drop, and he's very focused on that indicator. And that suggests potentially broader economic impact on the U.S. economy. And no president wants to have an economy that is slowing going into an election, and there's a risk right now that our economy is going to slow. And then there's specific pressures on him, like from our agriculture sector. Many of the states that supported him in the U.S. are farm-producing or agriculture states, and they have been really hit badly hard by this Chinese retaliation against our tariffs. So I think that creates some incentive, you know, for at least a temporary deal. It's not going to fix the problems, but it might provide some temporary relief.
Goodman also tells us the points on which he thinks Trump might concede to get what he wants.
There isn't much that I think the U.S. can offer other than sort of one obvious thing, which is to remove the tariffs that have been imposed or some part of those tariffs. That doesn't seem likely based on a couple of things. First of all, President Trump is the tariff man with a capital T and a capital M. He called himself the tariff man. He likes tariffs. So I don't think he wants to give up tariffs. And also, even Bob Lighthizer, the U.S. trade representative, believes that the tariffs, at least the tariffs that we initially put on, those tariffs are designed to countervail or to balance the Chinese bad practices. And so if we remove them to zero, then it would be giving China a favor. So at a minimum, I think those portion of the tariffs are going to be very hard to remove. And so then the question is, does China find that acceptable? Because they've said now one of their red lines is the tariffs all have to be removed. So I'm not sure that that's going to be the answer, although some reduction in tariffs is possible, and that might give Xi Jinping the face he needs to, you know, to offer something on the Chinese side, maybe. And then there's Huawei. I think that Huawei is a complicated issue. I think most people in Washington, including me, would strongly argue against the idea of giving a concession on Huawei, whatever you think about the Huawei actions. But President Trump may not agree with that. I mean, he said openly that he may be willing to include Huawei in some kind of trade arrangement. And that seems like something important to Xi Jinping, to get relief on that, both for economic commercial reasons, because Huawei is a very important company, but also, you know, politically.
And that was Matt Goodman, Senior VP at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, speaking to the Evening Edition's Lee Chui Lin. And he's raised a couple of interesting points, because he does believe that a simple deal, so between the US and China, kind of a tit-for-tat deal, similar to the tariff battle that we've seen, he still does think that that deal is possible, particularly because both presidents are actually facing domestic pressures. Trump, because of the 2020 elections that are looming, but also Xi Jinping.
Yeah, I think for precisely that reason, I disagree with Goodman, because I think he doesn't want to be seen as weak, Trump. He wants to be seen as pushing through his strategy. And if he's really been on this footing, he's all in, essentially, right? He's been on this footing for the last year at least. If he then, you know, casts and results with a weak resolution, then that would weaken his position in the polls. And that's not what Trump is all about. Trump is all about braggadocio.
And on the flip side, the Chinese leader, Xi Jinping, he's under no term limit. He can outlast anybody.
Exactly. He's there for eternity, right?
Yeah, he doesn't have to go through any re-elections. If anything, he needs to be seen as a superpower now.
He needs to be seen as holding steady, right? Because if you wait and see, it depends on what's the outcome of the 2020 elections. But I don't know, Truong, because you know, when it comes to Trump's chances in the 2020 elections, we don't really know yet how these tariffs and the counter tariffs imposed by China have affected his support base, because he does gain so much of his support from the agricultural belts and the rust belts in the United States, and they're the ones that have been really on the front lines of being hit by these tariffs. So whether or not that will actually, he's straddling a very fine line, because if he does go all in but his results don't materialize by the time 2020 rolls around, he may be out of the White House.
Yeah, and it's not as if you can rely on the polls, you know, those straw polls, to have any kind of accurate indication. But you know what Goodman said in terms of America playing a necessary role to recalibrate the Chinese engine, and it might even be good for us in emerging Asia because we are so dependent on China. I think that's an interesting point he made as well. So if this recalibration happens once the dust settles, I think it'll be good for us.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.